How LeBron James went from homeless to billionaire. Did you know that LeBron James used to be homeless? You probably never knew that, since the basketball superstar made history by becoming the first ever active NBA player to join the Billionaire Club, according to Forbes. But that is certainly not where he started. Born to a 16-year-old single mother in Akron, Ohio, James grew up in the roughest neighborhoods of the city and often moved between apartments due to his mother having ongoing difficulties finding a job and supporting her family. At times, they were even living out of their car. So how did LeBron go from homeless to one of the most successful athletes of all time? That's exactly what we'll take a look at in this video, covering four key business and money principles that all of us can learn from King James. So at 9 years old, LeBron found a bit more stability in his life. Frank Walker Sr., whose son played with James on the Pee Wee football team, offered to his mother that James could move in with his family until she found a stable work and got back on her feet. Around that time, James also started playing AAU basketball and soon fell in love with the sport. In 2001, right before his junior year, James was the main topic of an article in Slam magazine in which, as a 16-year-old, standing at 6'7" tall, he was labeled as the best high school basketball player in the entire United States. Later that year, he was officially given the title, which was just the beginning of James' mind-blowing high school career as a basketball player. So the first business principle I want you to get from this video is this. The whole point of partnerships early in your career are to build an audience rather than to get a check. At the age of 18, LeBron turned down a life-changing check of $10 million to sign with Reebok and over $100 million in guarantees, and returned to high school the next day, still broke. This is just one of the examples of the incomparable offers LeBron received as a rookie to the NBA. So to put this in perspective, Kobe Bryant came off winning 3 successive NBA championships, only received a $40 million 4-year deal from Nike that same year. On May 22, 2003, LeBron ended up signing a 7-year, $87 million deal with Nike. LeBron would later call this the best decision I've ever made. And the rest is history, as James represented Nike at every turn of his historic career, from Cleveland to Miami, back to Cleveland, now in Los Angeles. In 2015, their partnership came full circle as James signed a historic lifetime contract with Nike worth approximately $1 billion. And the reason that happened is because LeBron James was able to grow his audience through that partnership with Nike, because Nike blasted LeBron James all over the world. This decision would act as a precedent for LeBron's future business ventures, putting long-term legacy over short-term gains, a strategy that would lead him to a business portfolio of some of the fastest-growing companies in the world and reshape the way sports media works. The number two business principle I want you to get from this: remember, audience is everything. LeBron was already building an audience when he was the number one high school basketball player in the country, and Nike already knew that his audience would grow as he performed well in the NBA. And Nike knows that audience is everything. What's $87 million if almost every single basketball player in the country and even the world would want to buy LeBron gear? Nike is worth $157 billion. They more than made up their deal with LeBron in profits because of the audience trust built through their partnership in selling LeBron gear and basketball gear to everyone. And as LeBron's audience grows, Nike's deal just becomes more profitable. Because upon joining the league, LeBron's marketability continued to rise. Coca-Cola, Nike, McDonald's all wanted to get involved with LeBron and wanted to pay him big. Why? James was the number one draft pick because of his hard work to capitalize on his natural talent. However, the point here isn't that he worked hard, although he did, but he made himself desirable as a prospective player by surpassing expectations and building a raving fan base. Remember, eyeballs are literally everything. Audience is everything. LeBron tops the list of the most followed NBA athletes with 3 times more Instagram followers than the next player on the list. LeBron's massive social media following isn't just limited to Instagram. As of June 27, 2023, the superstar has an aggregate of 235.6 million followers across platforms. I mean, if you owned a business and had 235 million followers checking out your stuff, you'd probably make a ton of sales. So if we put that figure in perspective, that's an equivalent to 70.9% of the total population of the United States as of 2021. I mean, look at even the bigger picture. If LeBron James were a country, his total number of social media followers would put him 6th behind China, India, the United States, Indonesia, and Pakistan in terms of population as of mid-2022. Businesses can learn so much from LeBron's career that marketability, branding, audience growth are the keys to long-term success. I mean, if you put LeBron James on any brand and he starts any business, guess what? The 6th largest country in the world is gonna probably be interested in that business and probably buy products or services from it. So how can you surpass expectations of the products or services and leverage social media to grow your audience? So let's go through an example from LeBron's with Blaze Pizza. So here's the third main point that we're going to cover is that success in business is really made up of two big reasons. Number one, your business needs to have good systems, good branding, great products, and people love personalization. For Blaze Pizza, that's what they do. People love pizza. There's a big market for it, and they're able to scale and grow because they have good systems, a good business model, and it's something that they can duplicate over and over and over and over again. And number two, eyeballs are everything, audience is everything. Blaze Pizza has grown massively because LeBron brings millions and millions and millions and millions of eyeballs to hear about it, meaning that people will flock to the stores and buy the products and the service. So if you didn't know this, LeBron was one of Blaze Pizza's founding investors and is the leading brand ambassador for the pizza chain. According to Forbes, LeBron turned down a $15 million endorsement deal with McDonald's to invest in Blaze Pizza. Smart. Owning it and waiting for a later check is often a good idea if the circumstances are right, especially if you have audience. Because remember, audience allows you to do anything. He utilized his audience to turn the chain into a major player with 340 locations across the US and Canada. His equity stake in the company is now valued at $40 million. All because of his audience. James and Carter's initial investment in the company was less than $1 million, according to ESPN. In 2020, James' former teammate Kendrick Perkins said LeBron made $700 million by being a silent investor in Beats by Dr. Dre. What do you think helped drive sales for Beats by Dr. Dre? You guessed it, James' audience. One of James' most notable investments is in the Fenway Sports Group, the parent company of the Boston Red Sox, Liverpool FC, and other sports teams. James purchased a minority stake in the company in 2011, and since then, the value of the investment has skyrocketed. With the Red Sox winning in the World Series in 2018 and Liverpool FC capturing the Premier League title in 2020, James' investment is proving to be a home run. But James' investments aren't limited to sports and entertainment. He's also invested in Ladder, a health and wellness company that offers supplements and other products to help people achieve their fitness goals, with a focus on transparency and high-quality ingredients. Ladder is quickly becoming a go-to brand for athletes and fitness enthusiasts alike. Why? Because LeBron has an audience and he's an athlete. He's a successful one. In fact, he spends $1.5 million on his body every year. So people who take fitness as seriously as he does, they want to do the same things. Audience is everything. So if you are in business, sports, or really any industry, just remember audience is everything. No matter who you are, if you have an audience, you can gain sponsorships and leads, services, and products based on solving the needs of your audience. Lack of an audience is the number one limiting factor in business growth, really in any industry. If you have no eyeballs, you'll have no sales. So the reality is, if you have a great product or great service like Blaze Pizza or any of other LeBron investments like Dr. Dre, and you have scalable systems, really good branding, all you need is eyeballs. Oh, and quick aside really fast, if you want to build your audience and get more eyeballs on your business, click the link in the description below and book a call with my company, because that's all we do. We help entrepreneurs and business owners grow their audience on social media like YouTube and podcast platforms, so that way they can get more eyeballs on their products. We specifically like working with people who are trying to start up or early on in the journey, and we can help you do it. So click the link in the description below. Just book a call with us. We're happy to chat, and we want you to grow an audience. The final point here on this video that I want you to hear is helping others is the point of being successful in business. I don't want to get lost in the narrative that you should just be rich and have millions and billions of dollars and you're going to be happy. It's really not that true. I may not agree with everything LeBron does publicly, but one of the things I really like about him as a public figure is that he has done a lot for others. According to Pixar, LeBron James is the founder of LeBron James Family Foundation, which is focused primarily on children. In 2015, he donated a whopping $41 million to help send over 1,000 kids to college. He also paid for 5,000 kids and their families from his hometown, Ohio, to visit an amusement park. I think that those types of investments and donations with his money speaks to the idea that being wealthy or making money isn't the main definition of success. Rather, it's about how you use it to impact and help others. Remember, that's the goal. So if you like this video, make sure to check out our recent video on why Messi turned down $1.6 billion and is currently utilizing his audience to grow his business investment right here. Don't forget to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notifications bell for future videos just like this one.